No, it's Just Plane Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly.
Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tamer, tame it to the pilot.
Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that is me, along with Captain Keith. He is here in the studio as part of the Just Plane Radio crew today. And if that weren't enough, and of course it's not, we have Captain Dennis, our newly certified commercial captain license holding pilot guy in command. I think I got your title right, didn't I, Dennis?
A little bit drawn out, but yeah, I think they got the point.
Okay, yeah, because that's a lot of stuff to put on a card. You don't even get a card, do you?
Oh, yeah. I'll be getting a new card here in the next few weeks.
And it'll be laminated and the whole thing?
It'll be plastic.
Okay, so you and Keith now will have the same certification. And
Keith's still one up on me. He's ATP rated, which is the highest level of certification as a pilot.
Okay, well, I understand that. But as far as the reason Keith has not been on Just Plane Radio lately is because he's been flying around the country, flying his buddy who hired him, right?
Yes.
So to speak. So, you know, Dennis could fill in now, couldn't he?
Does he know this guy?
No, but let's say if the guy wanted to switch the plane, you're flying him around in, and he'd say, hey, have Dennis fly me around in his Mooney 201. Could he do that?
No.
Oh.
Because he doesn't have an airline transport pilot certificate.
An ATP. All right. So
I can't provide my Mooney 201 to go fly his friend around. That would be a charter operation, and that would be illegal.
Hmm. Okay.
Now, if his buddy had a Mooney 201 that he owned and needed somebody to fly it for him, then I'm all up for that.
Okay. And that would work then, right? He could do that, Keith?
Well, there's some regulations that we have to
go through. Or is there some people he has to pay off, or what are you saying?
Always. Is the government involved? There's got to be payoffs.
Yes. Good point. We've been watching the news.
Are foreign governments involved? There's got to be payoffs.
That's right. Maybe.
So for him to use his airplane and fly somebody else, yes, he would have to get that airplane inspected. He'd have to get a 135 certificate and all those kinds of. He would have to take a 135 check ride,
okay,
which he could certainly do with his current credentials.
Mm-hmm.
But the airplane that I fly is over 12,500 pounds, and it's a turbojet, so it requires an ATP certificate and a type rating.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is there's no way in hell he'll ever achieve the level of flight superiority that you have.
I'm not saying that at all.
Oh, come on.
I've proven that I can actually advance through my ratings, unlike other people on the show.
So I could say that you will never achieve what I have done, but I'm not going to say that about Dennis.
Yeah, you know. Oh, well, I'm not sure how to take that. Actually, I think I do know how to take that, and I'm going to totally ignore it. But anyway, all right, I don't know. Is that what you want to do eventually, Dennis? You've said before you really just want to do this and maybe work into becoming some type of flight instructor in the future, right?
That's pretty much what my goal here is. You know, I thought that, you know, getting the commercial rating, it's a prerequisite for me to become a flight instructor. Flight instructor, I think, is a good skill to have, especially with kids that are learning to fly. You know, I could actually train my daughter to fly in our airplane, which would be kind of nice if she doesn't mind having daddy as a flight instructor.
Mm-hmm. That may be a problem, by the way.
Why?
I've heard that's an issue. You know, taking instruction from family members sometimes is the most difficult training.
Why is that, Keith?
Did you teach your kids how to drive?
Or are you currently teaching your kids how to drive, in my case?
Oh, you are?
No, oh, I'm yeah, asking you.
Oh, you're asking me or Dennis?
I'm asking you. Did you ever teach your kids how to drive?
Well, I gave them a car and the keys and said, hey, you know, don't crash it. And that was pretty much about it. I don't remember much else. And there's only been a couple incidents since.
Have you stopped drinking since then?
Well, in what sense? Like, totally?
Yes.
That's a different show.
No,
that's a totally different, that's called...
When you have a very close relationship with somebody that you're trying to teach,
yeah,
sometimes there's a comfort level there that they feel that you infringe on and you feel that they infringe on.
Ah.
So there's some headbutting that begins to go on.
Or heavy drinking, or a combination of the two.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, but there's no legal reason why.
There's no legal reason.
Okay.
No. It's just whether or not you can get along with them well enough to make it happen.
Yeah. When you're trying to teach a family member, and then they don't do what you explain to them to execute, it's a little different than like dealing with me. Like, okay, if I do good, you throw me
similar.
A banana. No, with me, positive reinforcement, you give me a banana. If it's negative, you know, you just ignore me, right? But if it's a family member, you know, smacking them upside the head or whatever, you know, anything goes. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you might go a little bit further than what you would go with somebody who is not a blood relative.
Uh-huh.
You might have a tendency to go a little bit too far with them.
Right. Sit down. Shut up.
And, of course, they may think that you are possibly trying to push them a little harder and make things a little bit more difficult.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, you're their dad or
whatever. And you can get away with it.
Yes.
I gotcha. Dennis is pretty low-key, though. So I'm not sure you would have that in that kind of relationship with your kids, would you?
I'm pretty low-key, too, you know.
Yeah?
But when I was teaching my daughters how to drive, of course, I was teaching them how to drive on a stick shift.
Right.
And they got a little upset with me as well.
Really?
Because I would take them to the hills and say, okay, now, don't drive. Let the truck roll back.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let it go forward. Just keep it right here on the hill.
Uh-huh.
And so they got a little upset with me. Why do I have to do this? Why do I have to do this? You know, that kind of stuff. Now, of course, they're very happy that I made them do that. But, you know, as you're going through it.
How many transmissions did you go through, actually, at that point? None. They got it all the first time?
No clutches either.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Okay.
That's impressive.
Well, that's kind of like, you know, how we could teach Keith how to swim, because he doesn't know how to swim. And I'm not a licensed swim coach, but I'm a dive instructor. And, you know, so I could, you know, take you under my wing and take you over to the lake and say, jump in the lake. And I'll be back in 15 minutes. If you're still there and breathing and kicking and screaming, we got a winner.
Can I touch the bottom?
I don't care. It'll be just don't die.
You can definitely touch the bottom. The question is, can you touch the bottom while simultaneously keeping your head out of the water?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I guess that's details.
Yeah, if you touch the bottom too long, that's probably a bad thing, though. I'm just going to throw that out there. But I don't know. I don't think I'd be a good swim coach. When I talk this out loud, I don't think it's going to work, Keith.
Welcome to the lake. Here's your anchor. I'll be back.
Yeah.
Don't die.
Don't move.
See you in 15 minutes. Okay, so I don't know. I mean, we kid, we joke. But I guess basically you're just saying, you know, teaching family members, you just got to be delicate or be aware of the potential
pitfalls.
Yeah. So you might be better off finding someone that you trust is a good flight instructor and having them handle your family members as opposed to you if you think you could have any potential problem in that regard, right?
Yes.
But as far as him.
Very well said.
Getting the commercial certificate. Is he well on his way to becoming a flight instructor?
Flight instructor's next.
Yeah. So
that'd
would
be
you
the
encourage
next thing
him?
To do.
Now, Ed said he could do it. It'd be no problem. And he could teach me. Do you think Dennis would be a good flight instructor for me? That wasn't a joke.
The joke was the fact that you guys didn't catch the fact that Ed no longer wants to do it. He's trying to dump you off.
Oh, no, I got that. It's like, hurry up, get it, so I can be done with him.
Yeah, he just lit up when Dennis said that last week.
Ed hasn't done anything in the last 3 years, Dennis, so, you know.
Neither has Greg.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, but I've been waiting on Ed.
Yeah.
That's another excuse I could use, right? Mm-hmm. But is that a better career path for Dennis as opposed to becoming a private pilot for hire, like you've been doing a little bit on the side there, Keith, or what?
Well, I think with the pilot shortage that is currently hitting us, the corporate side or the private side is going to be just as needy as the airline side.
Okay.
So
big bucks, though.
The whole market is going to be opening up pretty wide here very shortly.
Yeah, but how could he make more money? If he wanted to do this as a career. He's going to make more money as a private pilot for hire than he would as an instructor, wouldn't he?
That all depends on who you get hired on with.
Yeah, which, like, what flight instruction school, that kind of thing, or
just, you know, if he flies a private, you know, jet like I'm doing right now.
Yeah,
depends on the individual. Some individuals pay well and they treat you well. Some, you go back to servanthood.
Got it. So it just depends. Like in your case, you know the guy.
Yes.
And he was kind of like hiring a private pilot instructor guy that you trusted. And
right.
Worked out a pretty good deal. Now he's traveling the world and stuff and teaching when he's home. So he has no time for us. But he does today. Captain Keith.
Here I am.
Live in the flesh. More coming up on Just Plane Radio. Stay close.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and Flight Training Professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Need to replace that old Garmin? Need a new GPS for your plane? No matter what you fly, Avidyne has you covered. Since 1994, Avidyne's been a market leader in the design of intuitive displays in avionics. The mission has always been to use innovative technology to improve safety and increase aircraft utility. Go to Avidyne.com to find a dealer in the solution for you. That's Avidyne.com or call 1-800-AVIDYNE. Avidyne, for pilots that know the difference.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Can I let you in on a little secret?
A secret? Just you and me? Sorry, that had to come out. Go on.
I'm not going golfing. I'm taking my first flying lessons today. I always dreamed of being a pilot.
Oh, Jay, that's fantastic. And I totally get it. I had a crush on the pilot who flew the crop duster back home. He had big, broad shoulders and a deep, husky voice that, in retrospect, could have been pesticide related.
Can you promise me a sky that's trouble-free and clear, so it's safe for me to fly?
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me, along with Captain Dennis and Keith. We are your crew navigating the latest aviation news and information. And then a bunch of stuff about Keith right now, since he hasn't been in the studio with us for so long. He's like a long-lost friend we're just catching up with. But it's nice to have you here.
It's good, Keith, to be home.
Yeah. And, I mean, one of these days we're going to get you and Ed back here at the same time. It's just been a little tricky. It's been busy at Flight Training Professionals,
it's
right?
Been very, very busy.
Yeah. And
which is a good thing.
It is. I mean, you know, business is business, and fun is fun. So we kind of focus more on the fun stuff. But, you know the thing about what Keith's been up to is not just at the flight school training new pilots. You do this side business, and you have been traveling quite a bit. And basically, this guy, you know, he hires you to fly what again?
It's a Challenger 850.
Okay. So explain, you know, that's how many seats and all that kind of stuff.
Well, Well, this is a basically it's a CL-65, which the airlines use as 50 seats.
Oh, wow.
And, but this one was never as an airliner. This one was built as a corporate airplane, so they call it a Challenger 850.
Okay.
And it's got 14 seats in it.
So this is kind of
14
like
pretty nice seats.
Rock star type traveling, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. One step below, what, a G5 or whatever?
Well, it might be a couple steps below that.
Okay. All right. But he calls you up when he needs a pilot, but you're like a relief pilot for his main pilot? Is that what you were telling me during the commercial break?
Well, I'm a contract pilot for him.
Okay.
And so would they need somebody, they give me a call, and if I'm available, I go up there and do it.
Got it. So you can kind of pick and choose when you want to work and when you can't.
Yes.
Got it.
And because my primary goal, or my primary job, obviously, is the flight school.
Right.
So when I have, if I could take a break from there, I will, and go fly.
Mm-hmm. Do you find this is a nice diversion from teaching there at the flight school? Is it kind of like, hey, this is, I'm going to go take care, do this gig for a couple of days, fly them, you know, out to the West Coast or whatever, fly this cool little plane for a couple of days and kind of get your mind off things kind of deal, or what?
Yeah, it is. And because it's a totally different kind of flying.
Yeah.
So it is nice to be able to kind of keep your toes in both pools, if you will.
Right. You're flying in the real world. You're not teaching and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. You're just focusing on being a member of the aviation industry.
Right.
Do your students find that getting that perspective from you of what they can possibly do, do they, you know, find that valuable during the training?
Oh, yeah. I get asked a lot of questions. And so, and a lot of it pertains to, you know, well, why do I have to do this? How does that translate to, you know, what you're doing, or how's it going to translate to the airlines?
To the real world.
To the real world.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it is very, very beneficial on both ends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, connect those dots.
Because a lot of our customers, that's what they're trying to get to. You know, they want to get to the airlines or that. So, and a lot of times we bring this airplane into Orlando, so they get to see the airplane.
Yeah.
I've taken them on the airplane and that kind of stuff. So
you never called me about that.
Students.
Think about that for a minute.
What? I'm a perpetual flight student in training.
When's the last time you studied?
I'm a perpetual flight student in training.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
So I still like airplanes.
Yes.
I like planes.
So actually, tomorrow I'm going to be leaving and flying that airplane again.
Yeah.
And they're actually going to let me take my wife with me on this trip. So.
Oh, really? Oh, that'd be nice. So you got to fly the airplane to some place where he needs to go, and then you guys will just hang out while he's doing whatever, or what?
Correct.
So it'll be how many days you're going?
We're going to be gone for 5 days.
Oh, nice. So, I mean, that's how it works. He says, hey, I got to go here. If you want to go, come on out. Hey, if you want to bring the wifey, you can stay out here for a few days and enjoy and play.
Typically, I don't bring her with me, but on this particular trip, they're going to let me bring her with. So, it's pretty nice.
Nice place. You're going to go?
We're heading to Aspen, Colorado.
Oh, that's a nice place. That's definitely the place to go at this time of year.
Sure.
Because we are in Orlando, Florida.
And the air conditioners are buzzing.
Exactly.
Full time.
And they're not keeping up with the weather outside, trust me. But we manage barely if we stay indoors. But if you go to Aspen, man, that would be beautiful right now, wouldn't it? That'll be a nice trip. I want to be like Keith. Anybody listening right now, would you encourage them to follow your flight path if they could get this kind of gig and just work when they want? That sounds like the best gig in the world for a pilot for hire.
It is, but it can make you lazy as well.
What do you mean?
Well, because it's really easy to say, nah, I really don't feel like doing that.
Well, yeah.
And then, you know, your rent comes up or your mortgage comes up and you go, man, I should have done that.
I gotcha. Okay. But, you know, if you're filthy rich like Keith with his, you know, credit card and stuff that we can scam from him every now and then, it's no big deal, but not everybody can be Keith.
Well, it's just the fact that I have the flight school to back me up.
Right. That's his real gig. The other risk is what, Dennis?
The fact that his wife is probably going to have some expectations set a lot higher on travel now, so that she probably won't want to go in the RV or on a commercial flight. She'll only want to fly in the business jets now.
Well, is this the first time she's went out there with you?
Yes.
Uh-oh. Are you concerned about that a little?
No.
No? Because you know what it's like? They got a pretty fancy RV.
We do have a pretty nice RV.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to... you know.
But I don't think it's going to compare to a Challenger.
No, it's not. I mean, there's no question about it. It's going to be a pretty nice way for her to travel,
mm-hmm.
other than the fact that she has to see me flying the airplane.
Well, she can look at the back of your head all day, you know, while you're flying to Aspen, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. His best side.
We'll find out. We'll find out just how much she really does trust me.
Oh, really? Hey, has she not flown with you much before?
Oh, she has.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she trusts you 110%, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I hope.
We'll find out. It could be the first and last trip.
No, it's not. She's flown with me many times. So.
Okay. Yeah, but that, I mean, one of those planes, I mean, if it only has like 14 seats in it and it can hold 50, that should be pretty luxurious type flying, I'm guessing.
It is very luxurious.
So it has like a table and seats that face each other. It's a real corporate type of thing.
It's got a couch and it's got seats that you can lay down flat.
Oh, my gosh. Let's go someplace. Can you talk to your buddy and see if he wants to come on Just Plane Radio and say, hey, we'll come and do a show from your airplane? Have you thought about that?
I have not thought about that.
This is why you come to the studio, so I can set you up with these ideas that you can plant in his brain and say, hey, Greg would like to hang
Greg
with
would
the
like
big
to
boys.
Have your airplane. Will you give it to him?
Yeah. You could pitch it a little differently and say, he just wants to borrow it. He doesn't want me to give it to him. He can still do stuff in it. But
he wants you to pay for it, but he wants you to let him use it.
Yeah, that's better.
See, now we're getting to to the bottom of the things.
All right, yeah. It's not the, buying your own airplane. It's finding friends that have them or something. Is that how it is? I don't know.
Have you let him use yours yet?
Not yet.
Yeah, of course.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere. And you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Keith and Dennis, rounding out the crew today. All right, so, Keith in the studio today. In between teaching students how to fly and being a private pilot for hire and traveling the world, getting ready to do that to Colorado tomorrow. But last week we were talking about, that Horizon. Horizon was the name of the
airline.
Okay. And the guy, hijacked he didn't hijack it. He just took the plane.
Yeah.
A maintenance guy in the airport. I haven't heard much about it in the mainstream media at all. Since it happened, that's one of the benefits of, I guess, the news cycles, the way they're going right now, literally day to day. One thing is top of the news, and the next day, it's something else.
Well, the fact that the Trump administration had some things happen this week, that was much.
And then you got hurricanes out in Hawaii. I mean, it's crazy. It's constantly changing, but maybe that'll play to our advantage, or it'll distract the attention of the FAA or NTSB, and they'll say, okay, this is a bad thing. We don't need to do this. But you're a little worried about this could create some issues for pilots here in the future. You see something on the horizon there? No pun intended.
No pun intended there. Mm-hmm. There's been some chatter about needing to tighten security at smaller airports, and I really don't see a need for it.
Yeah.
However, when something like this happens, you get somebody. Now, this guy, a little bit different in the fact that he was trained on this aircraft. He had access to the airplane.
And the airport.
Yeah. He's been through all the security, everything that they have.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
There's really not much you can do. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, our government is very reactive. And so we're kind of waiting for that hammer to fall on us and say, you're on lockdown kind of thing.
Well, maybe the FAA will be distracted like everybody else with all the other news and like, okay, well, I don't remember that.
Yeah, we're hoping that that's
the case. Don't need any more restrictions right now, and unless someone can come up with a great idea that wouldn't affect us. And when you're thinking government employees, that's a tough one to swallow. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
This test today, it's important.
I got it. I'm going to make you look good up there. Don't worry, okay? Now let's get these pants off and fly some planes.
I'm learning to fly around the clouds. But what goes up must come down.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. I am Greg, your co-pilot, along with Captain Keith and Dennis rounding out the crew. All right, so one of the things we forgot to mention earlier, we should have mentioned it last week because it actually got posted right before the show last Saturday, and that is Captain Dennis's write-up about his check ride for his commercial certificate. Now, there's a whole big thing with pictures and everything and how it went for him. And that was a little picture of your certificate. Is that what that was, or application, or what? What was that?
That's actually my temporary certificate.
Oh,
so
there you go.
And I think it'd be, you know, it's really good for the listeners. If anybody wants to see, you know, what's involved in a check ride, well, there it is, you know, step by step, kind of what we went through. And, you know, I even have a little track of the aircraft from the ADS-B, you know, from our Apario transponder. You can actually see, you know, how much territory we covered and whereabouts the maneuvers were. You can definitely see where we did our eights on pylons and all of the multiple different landings we did. You know, it's pretty simple to see on there.
There you go.
I just thought it was kind of cool to be able to share, you know, the process.
That's right. You could follow in Captain Dennis's flight path, and it's right up there at justplaneradio.com. Feel free to take a look. All right, so the latest aviation news and information has been going crazy, pretty much overshadowed in the mainstream media outside of that Horizon blip we had a week or two ago. But there is some things we got to get out there, and some cool little products. Actually, one story Dennis found was, I just thought, very creative. And you felt the same, right, Dennis?
Yep. I've been flying, you know, Cessna aircraft, you know, for many, many years. I mean, I got all my primary training was done in a Cessna 150. And, you know, I think without exception, pilots of the Cessnas complained about the soup can air vents. You know, they've got these big scoops in the wing root, and there's just this chunk of metal that always seems to fall out at inconvenient times when you're flying. And Keith will probably agree with us on that, especially on the older airframes. Well, there's been many different products have been created over the years to make those vents better, more effective. And I just saw a completely, you know, 180 degree turn on that. Somebody developed a plastic vent system that, in addition to just directing the air to the pilot, also includes a small generator. It's got a little propeller on a generator that can produce enough power to charge your smartphone or your iPad.
How about that, Keith? Would that come in handy?
That'll come in handy if you can keep the vent working.
Well, is that the trick? Well, when you're up in the air, it'd always be working, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's just that, you know, like you were saying, that the vent falls out all the time.
Ah, well,
on the older airplanes, yeah.
But this is a complete replacement of the whole soup can assembly. So hopefully they got, you know, some better seals or something in there to hold it. But yeah, I just thought it was clever. You know, think about it. You got your little Stratus receiver that you need to put in the window, or, you know, something, you know, want to set your cell phone up on there or power your GoPro. You don't have to run a wire to the panel, hook it into the circuit breaker or anything. It's all independent, and the wire can just run right down the windshield post and sit on the dash and be out of the way.
Why couldn't that be actually a backup power source?
It could be.
Yeah, couldn't it?
But you'd have to make it an STC to make it legal.
Right, I understand that, but it would be like...
It's limited too, though, Greg. It's 5 volts and 2 amps. It's not a lot of power. It's enough to charge a smartphone, but probably not enough to run, say, you know, a Garmin or Avidyne radio in the panel.
Yeah, well, I understand that, but aren't some of the hybrid vehicles or electric flying planes that they're out there, aren't they using some of that wind power too, like with the engine somehow, when it's pushing the propeller? Is it, I mean, I don't know. Is it? To help recharge the batteries?
Electric planes, Certainly, yeah. On the electric aircraft, they're doing that because if you're in a descent and not, you know, got the power pulled back,
yeah,
they're actually they are recovering power just like your hybrid vehicle does, and recharging the battery slightly.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I'm wondering. If you put a few of those in there, say just put a little in these little windmill things, you know, it's like wind power. Make your plane.
Remember, nothing comes for free, Greg. The more you put on there, technically, there's more drag.
More drag. It would offset.
I think it's creative that you've already got the vent in there in the wing, you know, for fresh air, and now you can actually do something effective with it. And these guys even went so far as to design a restriction into it so that it would actually work kind of like a Venturi in a carburetor, and mm-hmm. it supposedly drops the temperature by 3 to 5 degrees. So it's actually technically cooler air coming out of the vent than going in. So there's some thought put into
that. That sounds like magic. That doesn't sound like...
That's just physics.
Oh, is it? Okay. Well, I didn't do very well in that category of learning. But anyway, okay. See, I love it. It's creative, and it could have bigger applications, I guess, is where I was going with that, maybe. Or why haven't we seen even more of that technology? You know, like you have an airplane, have a windmill on the top of it or something. Yeah, well, what's your plane powered by? Wind power? Hello?
Someday.
Yeah. We got to get the solar thing worked out first, I guess, right?
Yeah.
And the electric and, yeah, and then the gas and the diesel. And we got a ways to go. But, could happen in the future. All right, so that's one thing. Another big story that you found. What was this other thing, Dennis? What was going on?
There's a new service called Aireon Alert that I had just heard about. Now, Aireon kind of made a splash a few months ago when they launched a series of new ADS-B receivers that are being carried aboard some of the Iridium satellites, the new ones that are going up. And they are going to be able to cover the entire planet with the ADS-B receivers. And I think Nav Canada is actually using that for their ADS-B solution. And so now apparently they're partnering with some of the search and rescue communities to be able to provide the last 15 minutes of position, speed, and altitude of an aircraft. So in the case of like the Malaysia flight that went missing, mm-hmm. if that airliner was equipped with 1090 ADS-B, which is what I have in my airplane, they can actually pick that signal up with a satellite and will know where the airplane is and be able to give you that position over the last 15 minutes.
That would be that'd be a nice little safety device to have in there.
Well, and I wonder if that might eliminate the need for the conventional ELT at some point, because right now there's, you know, still a lot of pressure to force people to get rid of the old 121 megahertz ELTs and go with the new 406, which have got a GPS position instead of just broadcasting, you know, a beeping tone.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a considerable cost to install those as well, and maybe this would negate that. Because authorities, you know, if they're looking for a missing airplane, can just make a call to the Irish search and rescue people that are running this program. And here's the last position for 15 minutes of that airplane.
What do you think, Keith?
I think that's going to be mandatory on all new airliners after 2021.
Yeah,
they'll all have that capability.
What, is that a prediction, or you've already heard this being discussed?
It's already come out that's what they're going to do.
Uh-huh.
And it all came from the Malaysian air flight.
Hmm. Well,
was that Malaysia 370 or something?
That sounds right. I'll go with that. Yeah, we couldn't find the airplane, so who knows?
Yeah. Anytime there's an air disaster like that, we always learn from it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of things that we have in the airplanes today that unfortunately came from other people dying, but mm-hmm. we learned from every single one of them. And so we have a lot of ground proximity warning systems and so forth, and all the different channels that are in there all came from a specific accident or incident. And we said, we need to make something for this. We need to make something for this. And so, you know, we look at air travel today, how safe it is.
Right.
It's all come from different accidents and incidents that, in some cases, people gave their lives, but it wasn't all for naught because we learned an awful lot. And today, flying is much safer for it.
Mm-hmm. But that technology really wouldn't cost much. It's just a matter of it's just the part of the system that they got to just start tracking, right?
Right.
Well, in theory, all they need is an Apario Stratus transponder,
you know, which is what, $3,000?
Yeah. Well, and we know people.
That doesn't work in a, you know.
I understand it doesn't work, but I mean, at the basic level, though, that's right. The cost to equip.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I like it. Well, you know, anything to make us safer, or, you know, or, well, I don't know if this necessarily makes us safer as much as it, if someone has a problem and they have to go down, you can find them quicker.
Right.
Right. So, well,
and the great part is it doesn't matter where in the world you are. And they were actually showing on their little demo video I watched that whether you're in the middle of the Pacific or if you're over the poles, you know, places that normally wouldn't have any sort of ground-based receivers,
yeah,
it doesn't matter. The whole planet is blanketed and they can pick up the signal and position you.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that would come in real handy, like flying over water especially, too. Which is what me and Dennis hope to do soon in his Mooney 201, flying down in the Caribbean. Right, Dennis?
Yes, sir.
And so they need to kick this into high gear so they can find us. Well, not that we're going to go down, right, Dennis? Please tell me.
No, we just want people to be able to see and follow us on our trip.
Yes.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
So I get off the plane and I forgot to undo my seatbelt and I'm pulling the plane through the terminal. And the wings are knocking people over. And then I almost broke both my arms trying to hold open a revolving door for a woman.
Take
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Keith and Dennis, rounding out the crew. Okay, so a Women's Day in Aviation or some big
Girls
event.
In Aviation.
Girls
Day,
in Aviation. Actually. That's happening when, Dennis? We got to get that out there.
It's September 22nd. It's actually a Women in Aviation sponsored activity aimed at getting more young girls interested in aviation careers, exposing them to, you know, different aviation activities. Airports across the country are going to be putting on various basically open houses and other offering airplane rides. My particular airport here in Minneapolis is going to have a great big event open to anyone for free. So
if you're interested, just look up Girls in Aviation Day and find an airport near you and see what activities are going on.
All right. So everyone is invited, not just girls, you're saying? So even I could be a participant?
Well, sometimes we say you're a little girl, but that's a
different story. Okay.
Right.
All right. We'll leave that lie. But there you go. Now you know. And we'll see how that goes there with Captain Dennis. But you can participate in one of these events across the country there in September. That sounds like a good plan.
I'm also going to try to get one of the coordinators for our event here, try to get her on the show here in the next week or two so she can talk about some of the activities in general and hopefully drum up some more interest and get people out to come to these events.
Sure. I like it. The more, the merrier. All right, so some other stuff going on right now. We kind of alluded to this earlier, how hot it is in Orlando right now, where we're based out of. Has that created any issues for the flight school there, Keith, when you're doing your training and stuff, or no?
Well, it just makes people much more aware that it's very easy to see on days like today. It's pretty hot out today. I don't know what the exact temperature
toasty.
Is today.
But, yeah. it's but we're well over the 90s pretty much every day, it seems like, right now.
Yeah, we've been 97, 98 every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, well, why is the airplane taking so long to get off the ground?
Yeah.
You know, because if you fly when it's cooler out and then you fly again when it's pretty hot like today, you notice in a 172 it's considerably longer.
You lose your lift because the air is less dense. Is that right?
Whoa. He actually retained some knowledge.
Hello. Yeah. See? So, I mean,
you
they have
a banana there, Keith?
So it's bad enough.
You know,
in Orlando.
I didn't take any with me, but I think I'm going to have to just excuse myself a minute and go get one.
Right. Well, hey, you know what? I could always use the extra potassium, keep my muscles from cramping. But
and
that
was cramping big time right now. I know after you came up with that thought.
Okay. So it's bad enough
where that came from
in Orlando, but like out in Vegas where they're doing, you know, out there in the West where it's like 110, 15. It's crazy there. But they're used to it more, I guess,
they're
right?
They're used to it, but it still has a major effect. I was just out at Reno with that Challenger.
Yeah.
And so we had to be very careful. We had to take off by 10:30 in the morning. Otherwise,
just because the temp would affect your runway takeoff
performance, length. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, in order to clear the hills. So
you're going to burn more fuel, too.
So, yeah, well, what we wanted to try and do is we wanted to carry enough fuel so we wouldn't have to make a fuel stop.
Yeah.
And so in order to do that, we had to take off by 10:30 in the morning. Otherwise, we would have to carry less fuel and make a fuel stop.
Got it.
Just for the weight. And it's really not – one of the important things for people to know and understand, it is not because the airplane can't do it. If both engines stay running, can do it without any issues at all.
Right.
The problem is, if you have an engine failure, can the airplane maintain on one engine and clear all the obstacles?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part that a lot of people forget.
Yeah.
You know, they see what the airplane does on a regular basis, especially in a jet, and they think, well, what's the big deal? I can do this. But can you guarantee that both engines are going to stay running?
So you're going to burn more fuel doing this as well when it's hot like that, aren't you? But if you have to have a longer, you know, takeoff and runway speed because it's so hot, is it you're going to end up burning more fuel because, or are you?
A little bit, not
a enough
tremendous
to matter,
much, not enough to really make a difference there.
Okay, all right.
It's just going to take you much longer to the end of the runway comes up a whole lot faster than what you would appreciate.
Yeah. And cause that little, you know, pucker factor to kick in. And that's really bad if you don't have AC in the airplane, like a 172.
Yes.
Because then it gets all swampy in there and stuff.
But, you know, that's really a neat thing. I was looking at the flight schools out there. They have a really neat, because they can teach everybody in real life, real reality, what happens when it gets hot in your high altitude. Because Reno's like 4,500 feet, 4,400 feet, something like that.
Yeah.
Then you raise the temperature, and it was 95 when I was out there.
Mm-hmm.
So 172 was taking about 3,000 feet to get off the ground.
Wow.
So, you know, they get to see that. We get to talk about it here in Florida, but it's one of those things that you really can't demonstrate.
Yeah, until you do it, and then you realize, wow, it does take a lot longer to get this puppy to take off.
Right.
So, and it's, you know, if you experience it, you just make you a better pilot. Then you'll know what to expect when you have to deal with it in the real world, right?
Well, it'd be nice. That's one thing that we would like to be able to do, but very cost prohibitive to get somebody out to the mountainous areas where it gets hot and have them do take off out there.
Well, you just do a flight out to Vegas.
Yeah. You want to pay for it, I'll do
well,
it.
You fly out there, and then you go work the casinos for a day, and then you make enough money, and you come home. Or the alternative is you get stuck out there for eternity.
That's one thing I'm not going to give you my credit card for, is to work the casino.
What? Come on. The odds are, well, they're not great, but they're, you know, I have a system.
Oh, I'm sure.
You've seen all those lights out there?
I'm sure you do.
Those lights are not paid for by the winners.
They're paid for by the power company, aren't they?
Yeah.
Come on, give me your credit card. Let's go.
Not for that one.
Baby needs a new pair of shoes. We're off. And on that note, we'll end it. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.